Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T, with my beautiful wife, Reverend Renee. And we're going to be discussing Lesson 204 from A Course in Miracles workbook. So let's pause together for a moment of silence. Take a good deep breath. I am not a body, I am free, for I am still as God created me.
The name of God is my inheritance. God's name reminds me that I am his son, not slave to time, unbound by laws which rule the world of sick illusions, free in God, forever and forever one with God.
I am not a body, I am free, for I am still as God created me. Let's pause again. Let's take a good deep breath for just a moment of silence and repeat this lesson to yourself. In yesterday's lesson, it was, I call upon God's name and on my own. And today, it's the name of God is my inheritance, lesson 184. So if you want to go back and read lesson 184 again, it's always wonderfully instructive. And when I'm looking at the, and we're on page 335 of the JCIMS edition, Course in Miracles Society edition. You can find this at jcim.net. If you don't have a copy, that you can actually read the whole book right there online if you have a smartphone or a computer that you can do that with. But when I look at italicized words in sections, paragraphs, and in this case, these phrases that are going along with these lessons, to me, I see those as prayers. So I'm going to repeat this again as Claudia read this. God's name reminds me that I am his son, not slave to time, unbound by laws, which rule the world of sick illusions, free in God forever and forever, one with him. And I'm compelled to say amen to that, you know, because it really is a prayer. Mm-hmm. And these are lovely, wonderful, beautiful prayers that help us to get this training, this mind training. Yes, this is about mind training. And if you're already on lesson 204, and if you've been studying A Course in Miracles textbook for any amount of time at all, no doubt you've picked up on that. This is a course of mind training because it's a thought reversal system, okay, or a thought training system, because the world has been training us in what I'm going to say is actually a false thought system. It's all based on illusion. And even in this prayer, he says, the world of sick illusions. The world is absolutely full and only exists in the illusory mind of the dreaming self. And earlier in the past few lessons, I go back and listen to, let's start at it, 201, some of the discussion that we've had, you know, we've talked about the dream, we've talked about the small sleeping self and how when we wake up in the morning, that self is immediately realized as not the sleeping self. It is immediately realized as the whole self, the real self. And again, we believe ourselves to be true. This is our real life. And that small sleeping self is, if we can remember some of its dramas, illusions, and imaginations very briefly, depending on the intensity of them, sometimes for longer periods of time. But the point is that we quickly recognize that dreams have no effect. So the world of illusion, and Jesus tells us that we are always in a state of dreaming. So what we're dreaming, the dreaming self, is the ego mind. And we've talked a little bit about the split mind, right? But the name of God is my inheritance. In other words, and I think you spoke about, Claudia, about, you know, you carry your father's name, right? Mm-hmm. And that is, and Jesus calling, you know, God Abba, which was Aramaic, I believe, for, you know, Papa. And just that close relationship of knowing that we are succeeding as God, right? Mm. Which means to follow. And so we are following in the footsteps of God as God, God expressing through us, and we become the channel, we become the vehicle. Ultimately, that's the simple teaching of A Course in Miracles, that we become the Christ. We become the second coming. We talked about that as well this week a little bit too. Man, this week has really flown by, but it's been really, really wonderful to get into these lessons. So, and I love that we're really punctuating the last lesson, which was 200, I am not a body, I am free, for I am still as God created me, as we're beginning and ending each one of these prayer sessions. And so you can take this, and we talked about, because we read the review just before we started on lesson 201, you know, 15 minutes, at least 15, 20 minutes, at least a couple times a day, if you can, and morning and evening. I think it's good to do it on a lunch break, or if you're at work, if you have work, if you can slip off to the bathroom, you know, and take this with you. You could, you know, I actually typed all these in and had them so I could put them on my phone. So no matter where I was, and then I'd set my timer on my phone, you know, so that it would trigger me and say, oh, and I'll go do my practice. So I go find a place of silence for just a moment and read this back, and then, and just read this in a prayerful, mindful attitude. Then you'll really be blessed, I think, by these lessons.
And in addition to that, I love the instruction. And with our devices now, it's so easy, is, you know, on the hour, every hour.
Yeah.
To just say whatever the lesson is for the day. And to me, that what that does is it cultivates a practice of practicing the presence throughout our day. And so, you know, many of us were raised with our, you know, our prayer time or our Sabbath, and every moment is Sabbath. Every moment is holy. Every moment is an opportunity to experience the eternality of the holy instant. And you can even be in conversation and having a conversation with somebody, and it can just cross your mind. And therein we connect. And not that we're ever disconnected, but it's a conscious connection. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's what we're cultivating, a living, breathing embodiment of the plan for succession. I love what you said about that. This is, you know, like a dynasty. It is like a sacred inheritance, and it is all already given. So the success is already established and is in the game, if you will. It's just hidden in the game we've created, but it's already there, but for our remembrance. And so when we begin to weave together our practice time, so it's, you know, yes, morning and evening and lunchtime, but that time in between to remember who we are. And I do believe that these lessons, and this one in particular, is about right identification. Mm-hmm. It's remembering who I am. I actually think that it's a key to healing.
It is.
You know, I can say, well, I come from my mom and dad, and I've inherited, you know, these good qualities, and I've inherited these not so great qualities, and I've inherited these diseases. Well, no, that is part of the dream, part of the illusion. And our inheritance is love, is wholeness, is peace, is joy. And so to me, this is a way to trump, if you will, the card you feel you got dealt in this experience of life. It's like, oh no. I want to share a story of one of my friends who is adopted, and people will, you know, she's a grown adult woman now, but, you know, as a child, she had her unique process of what it meant to be adopted in this experience, and not to have known her birth parents. And people would ask her throughout her life, you know, have you ever sought your birth parents? And that was not something that drove her at all, because early on, she got this lesson. I'm a child of God. I'm of God. Mm-hmm. You know, she knew her divine inheritance because of that particular situation at a really early age. She knew where she came from. And that was the gift of that situation for her. And the gift of this lesson is for us to remember, oh yeah, I remember where I came from and what my heritage is, mm-hmm. what my inheritance is. And right. it's not of this world.
Right. You know, I think a lot of the conditioning that I went through early in my spiritual journey, my parents, my dad was, he considered himself fairly religious. And so when enough crap was going on in his life and enough guilt would build up, well, I'm going to go to church. And he would drag a few of us along with him. And, you know, sometimes my wife, my mom would go, and sometimes she wouldn't. I was going to say his wife and my mom. But the point is that, you know, Jesus was always promoted as quote-unquote special, something that we couldn't ever be, because we kind of started out in that indoctrination as unworthy and sinful, you know, and blah, 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 and that all the stuff that Jesus came to do and did do was because he was a part of in some cases, it was definitely presented as he was God. God had come to earth to be human in form, as if God could be real God, if you will, could be limited to one form, but that he was special and that we could never be that. But he also, you know, would say, well, when you see me, you see the Father. And I think that's how that became the idea, that he was God made in human form, but that we would never be that. We are just what we are. God created us as humans and as beings here in this earth, and we start here, you know. And what he's really telling us in this teaching, Course in Miracles teaching, is nothing could be further from the truth. You know, even the least among you will do more than I, and that's a real conflict for those who think that God is different, and then suddenly he's saying even, you know, that Jesus is different or special, right? But the point I want to make from my long, circuitous way of getting around to it is that even if you want to be the president of the United States, you got to start acting presidential long before you ever claim the office, so to speak. And Jesus began to be as Christ. He began to be the demonstration of Christ. And his admonition throughout A Course in Miracles is to simply be, you know, what you already are.
Yes.
And it's in the being and the practicing and the pretending, if you want to call it that, even if you can't accept that you are divine, if you can't accept that you are godlike, or that you are the extension of God, or that you're the child of God, or that you're, oh my, you know, definitely not the Christ. Oh no, that would be blasphemous to even think that I could be Christ. How could I be Christ? I could look at my life and what I've done or haven't done, etc., etc. Those are all ego constructs, right? But this practice and this very lesson, every one of these lessons and every one of these reviews starts out, I am not a body. I am free, for I am still, in other words, I always have been, as God created me. And God created me as an extension of herself. Mm-hmm. Right? No ambiguity there, no possibility of changing it. Mm-hmm. And so it's in the act of acting human that we become human, right? And it's like we watch our animals. It's in the act of acting as a cat. The cat is being a cat, not being a dog, right? It's choosing how it acts based on its instincts and its genetic code and all these things. And we're acting out as human based on our instincts and our conditioning and our genetic code, et cetera, et cetera. But there is something yet within us that we can get in contact with, which would be at the very center of our being, called the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit being nothing more than your right mind, and being in connection and union and relationship with that self, then we can begin to express as what we are in inheritance. We can begin to express as Christ in perfect safety. Don't worry about being criticized about it. You don't have to tell anybody that you're acting out as Christ, right? Just be Christ, right? In this moment right now, in this day to day, we have the choice of being kind, loving, considerate, all the attributes that you can imagine that love would be. Love is not jealous. That is an ego construct of love. I'm talking about real love, the love of God, the love of Jesus, the love that's been demonstrated to us. And we can be that today in practice, knowing that we are not a body, that we are truly love and spirit. We are as God has created us to be. And that we are, in God's name, God is my inheritance. In the name of God, my inheritance is claimed, right? And so this whole course is about being Christ-like, because at the end of the day and at the beginning of your realization, you realize you actually begin to claim and take ownership of the truth that you are the second coming. You are the Christ, because Christ consciousness is a level of ascension. It's not a being. It's not an individual person or personality.
And so take a breath. And release that breath. Is when we release so completely and fully that full exhale, even exhaling a little bit more when you don't think there's anything more to exhale, that's being self-emptied. We empty our ideas. And then it's so easy to breathe in from that point. It's so cleansing and natural to breathe in the Word of God, the true thought, that Jesus as not the exception, but the example, invited us to do what he did, to attain that atonement, that Christ consciousness, that state of being. And that was to offer and allow the Holy Spirit to be the great teacher and to be the voice. And it's nothing more than our right mind. And so we approach this lesson and this review with that humility. I am not a body. I am free, for I am still as God created me.
The name of God is my inheritance.
God's name reminds me that I am his son, not slave to time. I'm bound by laws which rule the world of sick illusions, free in God. Forever and forever one with him.
I am not a body. I am free. For I am still as God created me. Amen.
Amen.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Thank you for joining us again today, our brothers and sisters. Let's take a good deep breath. Carry this message. Carry this energy. Be this energy. Be this message in your life today. And others will truly be blessed by your presence, regardless where you are. They always are anyway, you know. But you get to choose the consciousness that you express as. And these lessons will give us all such a wonderful blessing, because they help us to remember that the choice is ours, and it is now. We'll be back. God bless. We love you.
Love you.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send sea. I send my love into the heavens. And